Katie King, the balanced nutritionist, has been a registered nutritionist for over 10 years and is a certified metabolic balance practitioner. She's appeared on Channel 7 News, has appeared in the Courier-Mail, and is here with us at 101.5 today. Now, last month, Katie shared advice on how we can navigate the excesses of the silly season and still stay on track with healthy eating. In the end of the work year, many of us are really tired, stressed out, and ready for a break. Well, good morning, Katie. I'm feeling energetic about this. What advice can you give us to help us through this season to recuperate, rejuvenate, and be ready for the new year?
Good morning. What a wonderful introduction.
We do.
Yeah, right. Everyone is starting to feel that energy of Christmas, which is wonderful, but can also be exhausting. And one of the temptations that I see is the idea of sort of going home from work and just sort of sitting on the couch and having a glass of wine and some crackers and cheese and calling that dinner at this time of year, which is a slippery slope, isn't it?
It certainly is. And many of us just throw out all the should do's and should do nots out the window. But let's refresh ourselves. How do we get back on track?
So you want to pick some time on a weekend when you're feeling a little bit more rested and plan out some healthy meals for the week and then do your shopping based around those healthy meals, because nobody likes to waste money or food. So if it's sitting there ready for you in the fridge, there's a much higher chance that you're going to prepare it. Whereas if you have to stop on the way home to pick up everything you need, that's not overly tempting after a full day's work. You need to focus on really easy things at this time of year. It's hot. Nobody wants to be eating soups and stews and heavy dinners. But some of the things that can be your best friend at this time of year include those prepackaged salads where it's already cut for you and you just got to chuck it in a bowl and maybe add a handful of nuts and seeds and some olive oil and balsamic vinegar and, you know, throw a protein with that for something nice and easy. Another fallback that I love at this time of year is brina, which is what I call breakfast for dinner. Nothing wrong with a couple of poached eggs and maybe some spinach and mushrooms with a piece of toast for dinner. Still a really nice balanced meal. You're still getting your vegetables in. And a lot of, well, particularly those salads and whatnot, they can go fairly far if you just got a feeding a couple of people. So you might be able to double it up and then you've got a bit of something healthy for lunch the next day, so you're not tempted to just eat the mince pies that everybody else is bringing in to share throughout the office.
I'm tempted to say, with just a limited time I got left, about a minute if you're lucky, that if you do this each and every day, you're going to find a big difference by the end of the month of December if you don't overdo it any time in between. So that's a good good story. And we're well on the way to New Year's Eve, being full of energy, feeling well, being well, and everything looking rosy. You'll be seeing unicorns down the road.
That's right. And you just want to keep your water intake up. Always keep your water intake up.
Very,
never let that drop.
Very important for summer months. Keep your water uptake always
inside.
Absolutely. You're brilliant. Yeah. I like you. I think you're just wonderful. What, the things you say are very simple things, but the simple things that are often the best things. We do appreciate
it. That's right.
Katie King, the Balanced Nutritionist, thank you for joining us and sharing your knowledge, extensive as it is, and keeping our community connected and informed. We wish you all the very best and all the safe tidings for the rest of the year. Be safe out there. Okay, Katie?
Wonderful. Thank you. Same to you.
Now, to catch up on Katie's advice on achieving and maintaining good health with the right nutrition, head to 1015fm.com.au, click on the podcast top of the page, and then search the icon and type in Katie King. You'll find her. She's there many times. You'll find all this and more at 1015fm.com.au.